I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Russell Martin makes his second summer signing as Joe Rothwell joins Rangers on a 3-year deal. Brendan Rodgers says there's still work to do in Celtic squad reset, and Lauren Shankland, easy for me to say, looks set to stay at Hearts. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio tonight is Ross McCormack.
Yes, Andrew, really excited by this signing, to be honest. I think it's not just for Rangers, I think it's a good signing for the league to get someone of that quality, who, let's be honest, has probably turned down a few moves to come to Rangers. So really excited by that. And I think the transfer window's starting to heat up as a whole, isn't it now?
Yeah, we couldn't have planned this better. We have the man, the one pundit that is all things Leeds United. You are an avid watcher of Leeds. You know all things Leeds United. You'll be able to tell us all about Joe Rothwell, who was on loan there last season.
Yeah, it was different class, to be fair. You know, they had a real plethora of top midfielders in their squad last year. He actually replaced Glenn Kamara, who moved to France. And he done it really well. I think he played close to 40 games or something for Leeds last year. And I must admit, he never let them down. I thought he was fantastic. So like I said earlier there, I think it's a huge signing for Rangers.
Well, Rangers fans, you have a new signing. Joe Rothwell has joined from Bournemouth for an undisclosed fee on a 3-year deal. What do you make of it? Are you happy with that signing? Is it the type of signing you were hoping Rangers would make? What do you think he'll be like? We'll hear a bit more about him and what he could offer Rangers throughout the show as well. So let us know what you think the signing of Joe Rothwell. Are you happy with that? What are you looking forward to about him as a new signing? And what does Russell Martin need to do next? 0141-951-1025. Maybe you've got some more thoughts on that Hamza Egerman deal. Looks as if he's agreed personal terms with Lille. I don't think there's actually been a bid put in by Lille yet, but what kind of fee should Rangers be commanding for Hamza Egerman? Celtic fans, Brendan Rodgers has spoken. He did an in-house club interview today and he was saying there's still a lot of work to do for their squad refresh. They of course have made signings, but where do those signings need to be next? What are the top targets for Brendan Rodgers as he looks to get his squad ready for the Champions League qualifiers and for their title defence as well? And Hearts fans as well, the big news today, Lauren Shankland looks set to sign a contract extension. Of course, his deal expired this summer. It looked to be dragging on, didn't it? Derek McInnes didn't know whether he was going to have the striker for this upcoming season, but it looks as if Lauren Shankland is set to stay. 0141-951-1025 on the phones. But we will start with that Joe Rothwell news. We'll take a look very quickly at some of the other points, Ross, before we get round to that. Brendan Rodgers saying there's still work to do for Celtic squad refresh. That was the word he used, a refresh of the squad. I think he said it a few months ago as well. It was after the St Johnstone game away at Perth and he wasn't quite happy and wanted to refresh the squad. But you'd still expect that there's quite a bit for Celtic to do, but not a squad overhaul, as he says.
No, not an overhaul. But I sort of liken the way Celtic are just now to probably how Man United were under Ferguson. He always added that one or two bits of quality every single year just to keep them improving, because they'll be looking behind them at Rangers as well. The Rangers are making some good signings. They will make more signings. So Brendan Rodgers will be sitting there thinking, right, if Rangers are improving, we need to keep improving as well. So I think it'll be an interesting window for Celtic.
And Lawrence Shanklin looks as if he's going to be staying at Hearts. Is that a huge boost for Derek McInnes?
Massive, yes. I think any other manager, I think if it'd been maybe a sort of unknown foreign manager or whatever, they might have struggled to convince him. I think this is all down to Derek McInnes talking Lawrence Shanklin round. And let's hope this season, for me, we forget this whole playing Lawrence Shankland as a number 10 and behind or whatever. Play him up front. Number 9, he is guaranteed goals in this league.
0141 951 1025. If any of these topics take your fancy, give us a call on that number. Let's go straight to the phones, shall we? John is a Rangers fan in Cambus Lang. John, are you happy with that signing today of Joe Rothwell?
Evening, Andrew and Ross. We liked him a couple of years ago, Joe Rothwell, when Gerard was the manager, and just looking at some of his stats, especially with set pieces, I feel as if a 30-year-old experienced player playing in England for Blackburn, Leeds, Bournemouth, I feel we'll do really well at Rangers. We need experienced players. Over the last couple of years, we've signed some young players, but I feel with him coming in and the other boy from Bournemouth was signed as well on loan, I feel as if things are looking positive.
Yeah, he does have that, you know, the experience that John talks about. The last couple of seasons, he was out on loan at Leeds last season, won promotion with them. Is a key point of it as well that the season before that, he had a 6-month loan at Southampton where his manager was Russell Martin. So Russell Martin already knows all about Joe Rothwell and what he can do and how he fits into his system.
Yeah, and Andrew, I think a lot of Rangers fans, when Russell took the job, was probably a little bit underwhelmed because the names that Rangers were linked with, your Gerrards and your Ancelottis, I think the main point was the players that they could probably attract to Rangers. This one, for me, Rothwell, is all down to Russell Martin. I don't think Rothwell would have probably thought twice about coming up to a Scottish Premiership team, but Russell Martin's a manager, he knows him well, got the best out of him at Southampton, obviously kept in touch with him all of last year, and he's brought him up to Rangers. But no, listen, I think the fans have got every single right to be, you know, excited. Max Aaron's great young player, I've seen him loads, and I must admit, I was at probably 90% of the home games at Leeds United last year, and Rothwell was fantastic, so terrific signing.
I have seen a bit of a narrative previously, John, with some Rangers fans saying that, you know, going down the English lower league, English championship route maybe hasn't been the way to go when you look at some of the signings that haven't worked out. You know, Todd Cantwell was sort of up and down at Rangers, wasn't he? The likes of Kieran Dowell, Ben Davies. What do you feel about Joe Rothwell that might be different that will mean that he'll be a top player for Rangers?
The positive looking at his stats, and he played nearly 40 games for that team at Leeds, that, as Ross was saying, they got promoted last year, and we were after him a couple of years ago, so he's not went off the radar. But I feel getting players in that Martin knows from his time at his previous club, he'll know what they give, their negatives or positives. He'll know the character of the players as well, and bringing them in, it's better to know players bringing them in than. Sometimes we go abroad and we bring in untested when people, you don't know a lot about the other countries, but this is a guy I think will fit right into Rangers, and the way Rangers are going to play, hopefully under Martin, I can't see a negative in this signing, and on an undisclosed fee, I doubt it would be a lot of money for him coming from Bournemouth, but there was other teams after him. For us to get him is a great positive.
Rangers need to hit the ground running under Russell Martin because the qualifiers for the Champions League are so important. The fact that the first couple of signings that Russell Martin has made are players that he knows and has worked with previously, do you think that'll help the bedding in period for Max Aarons and Joe Rothwell? They know, maybe not Max Aarons in terms of the style of play because he hasn't played under Russell Martin as a manager, but well, do you think it'll be easier for them to settle in quickly rather than players that Russell Martin maybe doesn't know?
Yeah, 100%, because they've got that personal relationship already. But I think also what it will do is putting Joe Rothwell into the Rangers squad, the manager having a player in that squad who knows what the manager's about, what he wants, his beliefs, his values, you know, that'll be invaluable for the squad because they'll be able to, if they don't understand things, they'll be leaning on Joe Rothwell for advice and what have you. Couple that with his actual football ability, it's a great signing.
How does he fit into that midfield for you then, John? Is it a case of, you know, with Rothwell coming in, do you fear that potentially it could mean that there's a body going out, whether that's Nico Raskin or whether it's Mohamed Diamande, or do you think that they can all work pretty well together and could play together going forward?
Obviously, the rumours about Raskin and Diamande are not going to go away, but we've been guilty over the past, you know, cashing in our players, like the way we maybe do my Eggman just now. If the money's on the table, players you've brought in and you're making money on them, unfortunately, that's got to be the way forward for Rangers. I hope Raskin stays, I hope Diamande stays, but if one of them had to go, I'd obviously want to keep Raskin, but it's just the way it is now. We've got to, that player trading model, it's got to be the way forward for Rangers, because letting players go for free transfers or for not a lot of money, we can't keep going on like that. I mean, because we've lost so many players over the last few years for nothing, and if either of them go, they go with my blessing, because they've been good servants to Rangers, but we've got to make money on players now, and that's the way it's got to be forward.
Yeah, John raises the point about Hamza Eggeman. Looks as if that deal to go to Leo could go ahead in the next week or so if the clubs are able to agree a fee. Do you go along with John that Rangers are in a position where player trading is such an important part for this club becoming sustainable that they need to take these fees, you know, when they come around and need to sell at the right time?
100%. You just go back to what happened with your Morelos's and Kent's. They should have sold them, let them go probably two transfer windows, maybe even three in the case of Morelos, before they actually let them go. So, you know, talk about learning by your mistakes as a club. I think Eggeman is probably the one that I'd be looking to do. I think he would command quite a big fee. And for me, the telling thing is, being an ex-player, knowing how transfers work, the fact that it's coming out that he's agreed sort of personal terms tells me that Lille are saying that the fee ain't going to be a problem. So I would expect that to get done over the course of the next week.
What's next for Russell Martin in terms of incomings, John? What area do you think he needs to target, or more than one area?
Obviously, if Eggeman goes, there's still rumours about Dessers. You're looking at bringing another striker, but at the back, Conor Cody rumours not going away. I'd like to see him come in. We've sort of been injured at the start of the season, and he's had a lot of injuries over the last few years. I feel we did need another centre-half in. Ben Davies was possibly going to Birmingham. He's possibly keeping him. So, but I still feel we need another centre-half and another striker. And obviously with Kearney away, we definitely need another winger. I mean, all that was only last me one area, but we probably need three or four in all different areas of the park. But a centre-half and another striker, definitely, if Eggeman goes.
How important do you feel it is that Russell Martin gets, you know, the bulk of that done before the squad registration for the Champions League qualifiers, the next round of it?
Oh, 100%, because you've got to be up and running for these games. Panathinaikos will not be a gimme. It's going to be a very, very hard game, and we've only got a couple of pre-season friendlies before this. Better to have them in, get them up and running, get them through the training and pat his style of play. You'll probably be looking at the end of next week and having the players in the needs in the door, because you've not got much time before now in this qualifier.
Yeah, it's about striking that balance, isn't it, Ross? Because Rangers will want bodies in before the Panathinaikos game, but they need to make sure that it's the right players they're getting in, and they're not just getting players in for the sake of, you know, making sure they've got bodies in for that one specific tie.
Yeah, listen, 100%. John's right there in what he says, that players need to come in as soon as possible so they can get used to how Russell Martin wants to play, for sure. But you've hit the nail on the head there. It needs to be the right bodies. They don't want to make mistakes. They can't make mistakes when they're looking to sort of chase down Celtic, who are quite far away at the top. It needs to be the right bodies. But I think it's, if these two signings, and don't forget Lyle Cameron as well, that's a good signing for me from Kilmarnock, although it wasn't Russell Martin that done it. But these two signings, Max Ahrens, Joe Rothwell, tells me that you know, Rangers are going to have a good squad this season.
Well, thank you to John. 01419511025. If you've got anything to add to that, Rangers fans, maybe this will make you want to talk as well, because we've been speaking to Graham Smith, who is the chief football writer at the Yorkshire Evening Post, to give us a lowdown about Joe Rothwell, what he's like as a player, what his time was Leeds was like as well. And he says he was a real success at Leeds last season.
He's a player who I think surprised quite a lot of people at Leeds last summer. I think, myself included, a lot of people maybe wrote him off as a squad sign-in, you know, a player to help fill the bench, maybe a different option for midfield, but not necessarily a starter. But then injuries to Leeds United's two defensive midfielders opened up an opportunity for Rothwell. And alongside Al Tanaka, they made a pretty decent, very effective midfield pairing, a really good combination. But Rothwell as a player is very attacking minded, likes to get forward, likes to play forward. He's got a wicked set piece delivery that came in handy for Leeds, made them a lot more threatening from set pieces. And he likes to keep himself busy. He likes to get on the ball as much as humanly possible.
Yeah, when you look at Leeds, the fact that they were, you know, top of the championship last season, they were one of the more dominant sides on the ball. He'll be coming into a Rangers side that for 95% of the games they play, certainly in Scotland, will be the dominant side. Does that help in terms of stepping into those types of matches?
Yeah, definitely. I think Graham there from the Evening Post is playing it down a little bit, just to say him and Tanaka in midfield last year were just effective. They were different class, the best partnership in the league. So to get someone of that ilk so early on for Rangers is a massive, massive signing. So, I believe they need a few players for sure, Rangers, but the fact that we were speaking about it there, the fact that they've got someone with this ability who knows how Russell Martin operates this early on in the transfer window is massive.
Well, Graham Smith also outlined his strengths and weaknesses. He also thinks Rothwell has the potential to be a real hit at Ibrox.
His strengths are undoubtedly driving with the ball. Ari Douglas once described him as the quickest player he's seen and played with when dribbling with the ball. So he's not a pace merchant without the ball, but when he has the ball, one of the things that Tony Mowbray loved about Blackburn was how quickly he carried the ball through the lines, you know, to break down a team's defensive structure and find the gap. His weaknesses, something that Tony Mowbray identified quite quickly at Blackburn, is that the physical side of the game doesn't come naturally to him. You know, defensively, he's not that minded. He's not that built for it either. You know, that's probably the weaker side of his game. But in a team that dominated the ball like Leeds, he was a very, very good signing. Honestly, I think he'd be a very, very clever pickup for Rangers this summer. I think not only with what he brings from set pieces, but just his ability to pick a pass and the quality that he has on the ball. If Daniel Farke described him as probably one of the top two ball-playing midfielders in the Championship last season. And people may turn down their nose at the Championship a little bit. But Leeds United last season were a very, very, very good Championship side who played very good football to a very high standard. Obviously won the league and won promotion, and Rothwell was a big part of that. I definitely see potential for him to be a very, very good sign in Scotland.
Quite a lot of the analysis today about Joe Rothwell has been about his set piece delivery as well. How key could that be for Rangers?
Well, listen, he'll be doing well to get near the ball, won't he? If Taverney is still in the team, he's proven year after year after year his delivery's first class. So I think Rothwell might have to take a little back seat for a while. But listen, it's just one string to his bow. Everything that Graham's saying there, in terms of his defensive ability and what have you, 90% of the games that Rangers play in this season won't be worrying too much about what's behind them. The disappointing thing for Rangers last year, a lot of the times, is breaking down these teams who sit with two banks of four. Joe Rothwell's perfect for that.
Well, Rangers fans, any more thoughts on Joe Rothwell and that signing on a three-year deal today? Give us a call, 01419511025. Celtic fans want to hear your thoughts just generally on the transfer window, because Brendan Rodgers was speaking today in an in-house club interview. He was saying that this squad refresh, as he's calling it, is still going on, still has a bit of work to do. What does he need to do next? Where are the areas he needs to target? Maybe you're a Hearts fan that's delighted about Lauren Shanklin, the fact that it looks as if he's about to stay. Maybe you're a Hearts fan that's not delighted about it. We'd hear from you as well. 01419511025. You can get your calls in about those topics, and we'll play this as well.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Ross McCormack still has his 100% record on Beat the Pundit. 3 wins from 3. Surely there is someone out there that thinks they can put an end to that. Give us a call now, 0141 951 1025, and you can play Ross McCormack at Beat the Pundit next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Ross McCormick here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and we want to hear your calls. 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, you have another summer signing. It's Joe Rothwell. He's joined on a 3-year deal from Bournemouth. Are you happy with that signing? What do you want to see Russell Martin do next? How does Joe Rothwell fit into the squad? What does it mean for the other midfielders? 0141 951 1025. Celtic fans, Brendan Rodgers is speaking today about his squad reset and the work he still has to do in the transfer market ahead of the Premiership title defence and the Champions League qualifiers as well. 0141 951 1025. And Hearts fans, Lauren Shanklin looks as if he's staying at Tynecastle. Are you happy about that? 0141 951 1025. Get your calls in while we play Beat the Pundit.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Ross McCormick, we were saying earlier on, you're 100% record. You were trying to claim it was 4 wins from 4, but it's definitely 3 wins from 3. But you know what? Roger Hanna's played 3-1-3. Marvin Bartley's played 3-1-3. That's you're all top, joint top of the leaderboard. You've got to be happy with that form.
Oh, 100%. Going off how I was last season, I am over the moon with 3 out of 3.
Pinching yourself.
Yeah, it's surreal to be at the top.
Is the pressure now worse though, because you've got to keep that up? Are you now concerned that it could all come crashing down? Or are you only feeling that pressure because I've said that right this second to try and pile the pressure on you?
A bit of both. Listen, I'm a nervous wreck before this every time I play it anyway, so let's get it.
Kieran in Bayliston, can you capitalise on Ross McCormick's nerves?
Oh, if it was Ross McCormack of last season, without a doubt, the pre-season Ross McCormack seems to be a different breeder.
How have you played before? How have you got on?
Played twice, once with Mark Wilson, and I thought I was going to say Mark Guidi, but it was years back with Fraser Wishart, both tie breaks, 1-1, 1-1 defeat.
All right, tie breaks, so close, tight matches, so we'll see if you can maybe put them away in the normal questions. Will it go to a tiebreaker? We will see. But we'll put some greatest hits radio in the ear of Ross McCormick so he can't hear us. Kieran, you know the rules anyway, but it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well if that helps you out. Is that all good?
That's all good, mate.
Let's do it. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has joined the backroom staff of which team?
Liverpool.
Who had more caps for Scotland, Russell Martin or Derek McInnes?
Russell Martin.
Motherwell are currently on a pre-season camp in which country?
Portugal.
Who was the last Australian to play for Celtic?
Adam Moy.
How many groups are there in the first stage of the Premier Sports Cup?
8.
What nationality is Junior Hoylett?
Canadian.
Okay, we will bring Ross McCormick back in. Ross, can you hear us?
Yes.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock for Ross McCormick. Let's do it. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has joined the backroom staff of which team?
Liverpool.
Who had more caps for Scotland, Russell Martin or Derek McInnes?
Russell Martin.
Motherwell are currently on a pre-season camp in which country?
Austria.
Who was the last Australian to play for Celtic?
Adam Moy.
How many groups are there in the first stage of the Premier Sports Cup?
6.
What nationality is Junior Hoylett?
Canadian.
True or false, Celtic have never played Chelsea competitively?
True.
Who was the last Kilmarnock player to be the Premiership top scorer?
Chris Boyd.
How do you think it went, Kieran?
I think he's went 4 for 4.
We will go through and see. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has joined the backroom staff of which team? You both said Liverpool. You both got it right. So it goes 1-1. Who had more caps for Scotland, Russell Martin or Derek McInnes? You both said Russell Martin. You both got it right. 2-2. Motherwell are currently on pre-season camp in which country? Kieran said Portugal. Germany. You said Germany?
I said Austria.
Austria? No, it is Netherlands. They played FC 20 in a friendly yesterday and lost 3-0. So it remains 2-2. Who was the last Australian to play for Celtic? You both said Aaron Moy. Marco Tilio.
Oh, yeah. He did.
He's not played a game though.
Yeah, he is. Aye.
Has he?
Marco Tilio did. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been him anyway because Azani was after.
Came off the bench for a game he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Daniel Azani played as well before.
Yeah, but it was Marco Tilio. So it remains 2-2. How many groups are there in the first stage of the Premier Sports Cup? You said 6, Ross McCormick. Kieran, you said 8. Was that a guess, Kieran, or did you know? Educated guess?
Because there's five teams in a group, so I just took a stab at that one.
There we go. Quick thinking. And it worked. He goes 3-2 up. What nationality is Junior Hoylett? You both said Canadian. You both got it right. 4-3. That was the end of the road for Kieran. Ross was quicker to answer the questions. He's 4-3 down and has two questions to go. Will he be able to turn it around? True or false, Celtic have never played Chelsea competitively. A 50-50. You said true. It is true. 4-all. One final question to go. Can you nick it? An injury time winner potentially. Who was the last Kilmarnock player to be Premiership top goal scorer? Ross McCormack said Chris Boyd. And Chris Boyd is the correct answer. He snatches yes. it at the death. It is a 5-4 win for Ross McCormack. Unlucky Kieran. It was a good effort though.
I've just ran out of time there. He's just go through it quicker. I'll give him his due. Fair play.
Yeah, good. Good work from Ross McCormack, who miraculously makes it 4 wins from 4 and goes to the top. Do you go to the top of the leaderboard? I don't know whether it's out of wins or whether it's out of points difference. I'll let one of the producers work that out. Either way, you've got 4 wins from 4 anyway. So congratulations to Ross McCormack, who keeps that streak going. Kieran, you are a Celtic fan. How are you feeling about the transfer window so far, preparations for the new season? Pleased with how things are going?
For me personally, I've actually seen it personally fine. I think I've seen a lot of people having issues or having gripes about not getting by this Nelly Doles, but if you actually look at it, last season you'll have Sinisalo in by this point. Now you've already got Tierney in, who's probably a signing this summer if he's anywhere near what it was. You've got Doon in, who's come to back up. You've potentially got the boy come from Japan as an all centre back option. You've got Negrin in for good money. A couple of other links as well. So I think we're at a different point where, because we're not instantly in the league, it might be a bit more careful fitting in terms of spending. We're not going to spend 6, 7, 8, 9 million like we have on a few of the last couple of years. So I think you just need to kind of keep the pickers on. We've got a strong enough squad. It's all about maintaining a lot of the players, your Coons, your Hatatis. If you can do that and add to it, I don't see any issues with the way we've went about it so far. I think Brendan's on the money.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Celtic haven't spent any big money so far, as Kieran says, but they've sort of done the early work that they maybe needed to do. The Kieran Tierney deal is obviously one that's going to delight Celtic fans, been able to replace Scott Bain with Ross Doohan as well. The Benjamin Negrin deal looks like it is a smart piece of business, been able to get him on a cut price deal with 6 months to go on his contract. I think Celtic fans will be quite happy, so long as, you know, Brendan Rodgers, what he says, it, you know, comes true, that he does add to the squad in the next few weeks, which they've got plenty of time for.
Yeah, listen, I think they will be happy. I think the one now, as was rightly touched on there, is keeping their big names at the club. I must admit, I'd be surprised if they all stayed. I think one might be sold. I think it might be Kuhn. If rumours are to be believed, it could be Leipzig, but I think the one for Celtic now is getting a good quality left back cover now for Kieran Tierney, because, you know, there's probably a good chance that he's not going to play, you know, 80-90% of the games next season. So I think they need a good deputy there.
How high up on the priority list is that for you, Kieran?
I probably agree with that point as well. I think great deal for me. I know a lot of people obviously upset him going. Look, he's done his time, done well for Celtic at points. I think, considering his end of his contract, the money that he potentially would have wanted, he's now getting at Pauk. It was never going to work, especially with Katie there as well. So I think left-back was always going to be a priority this summer, because I think it's inevitable since about December, January, when the Katie deal was announced that Taylor was on the way out. So it's been, I think it's been probably in Brendan, the scouting's mind for months here, so no panic for me as of yet, but it's definitely one that probably, as the league season's getting ready to start, definitely a month's worth that should be in, because I know probably the number two, maybe number three options, you're Aaron Gumrie's not doing no harm to the boy, but he's not going to be one that's going to come and seriously challenge. So I'd absolutely say it's a priority for the next couple of weeks.
Well, thank you to Kieran. 0141 951 1025 on the phones. John is a Celtic fan in Greenock. John, how are you feeling about Celtic's transfer business so far this window?
I'm not really happy about it, mate. We're seeing the record today. Carl Vickers could be struggling for the start of the season. Brendan Rodgers doesn't trust any other four or five guys this year. I could see we could be doing another out and out centre half. The four guys he's got here has been one waste of money. And that's over £20 million. That's a lot of money to Celtic. Taylor will be coming back. It's great to see him back, but he's injury prone and VB Taylor's away as well. The boy they got for Fulham, work in progress. Rogers keeps saying this, I'm never off his radio. He keeps saying this, when he quality get into a team, not guys that's going to make it in about 3 or 4 years and they'll sell them on for about 10 to 15 million, what they've been doing for years. They've got £100 million in this bank. And we'd like to start sending a couple of quality guys, at maybe 3 or 4 guys at £10 million. Celtic fans deserve that. My season ticket was not £50 along with another 60,000. But then don't get a Newcastle game on my book, that's another £25. No, it's a bank of Parkhead, I call it. I'd like to see them spend out of money this season.
We've seen it before with Celtic that, you know, sometimes Celtic will go out and they'll spend big money and it'll work out, but there'll be other times that they'll go out and spend money and it doesn't work, or Celtic will sign players for smaller fees and they'll end up being the ones that, you know, flourish and play well. How much of it, you know, is it to do with making these big money signings and statement signings, Ross, or is it more just about being, you know, not smart with your money in terms of, you know, not spending it, but making sure that you are spending the right money on the right players at the right time?
Yeah, well, you can do both. I think Celtic fans probably look no further back than Arne Engels. Arne Engels came in, £11 million, massive fee. For me, he underwhelmed me. I know it's his first season, needs a bit of time, but for me, he was underwhelming. Nico Raskins jumped ahead of him in the Belgium queue as well. He now starts every game. Arne's not even, you know, in the squad. So it doesn't guarantee, John's saying they're going to spend £10, £11 million on players or whatever, it doesn't guarantee it's going to be a success. We spoke about it earlier in the show. It's about getting the right players in. It doesn't really matter what price it is, but if these guys fit Brendan Rodgers' system, philosophy, and they're going to flourish, then the transfer fees are irrelevant.
We've also, you know, on the phones heard criticism previously of, you know, Adam Ida as well at times last season, John. He was a £9 million signing. How do Celtic weigh that up between, you know, going out and spending those big fees, but, you know, making sure it is the right players that they get?
Well, for Norwich. Norwich was pulling the string. They just waited and waited and waited. And Norwich could have saved as much as they want for the guy because they didn't get him right away. They knew Celtic needed a striker. And they were up at £9 million. That's not good business. Because the boys are all right. Scored against the Rangers and what, the cup final. But he's another one that's took a wee time to settle in again. But same as the last boy you mentioned, £11 million, man. He's not started very, very good there, but may get best out of him this season. As I say, they've got the money. The money's there. The money's always there. But they don't seem to. All right, they have spent a lot of money sometimes, but I just don't know why they just can't go and get a couple of quality signings that comes from a couple of other teams to just to get it in that team. Rogers keeps saying that.
Is it a case of that might still be to come, though, John, that maybe the other signings that Celtic have managed to get have been quicker, whereas they maybe need to wait for some of the bigger names or the more expensive signings that they may go on to make?
Well, they'll do their usual. They'll wait the last day of the transfer window and I sit up one night and I can't be bothered sitting on tape, and they'll go up the next morning and they'll do their usual, or maybe didn't sign anybody. It's always the last day of the transfer window. That's what they do all the time.
Celtic have a bit more of a luxury, Ross, than other teams, because you look at, you know, most of the SPFL sides will be back in League Cup, you know, Premier Sports Cup action, you know, not this weekend, but the next weekend. There's other teams that have European qualifiers earlier than Celtic do. Celtic, by virtue of winning the league, just have bought themselves time. So, you know, is it right now time to panic for Celtic fans that players that they want aren't in the door right now? Or, you know, will Brendan Rodgers be quite happy with the progress they've made so far?
No, listeners, no panic. I think the squad that they've got in the building just now, if they were to, worst case scenario, they go with that again next season, I think it would still be good enough to win the league. But like I said earlier, you go back to Alex Ferguson's time at Manchester United, he improved that squad every year with one piece of quality, sometimes two, and it took them to a different level. You look at Cantona come in, but then also Van Persie when he signed from Arsenal and things like that. So I think Brendan will be looking for that one or two little bits of extra quality to be added into the squad. At the same time, he'll probably be looking from behind the couch, hoping that he doesn't lose some of his star players.
Well, thank you to John. 0141 951 1025. Maybe you've got some thoughts to add to that. Maybe you're a Rangers fan who wants to talk about the Joe Rothwell signing that was confirmed at about 5 o'clock this afternoon. Hearts fans, we want to hear from you as well. Lauren Shanklin looks as if he's staying at Tynecastle. Get your calls in. 0141 951 1025.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Ross McCormack here with me, Andrew McLean, in the studio. You can get your calls in. 0141 951 1025. Rangers have completed the signing of Joe Rothwell from Bournemouth on a 3-year deal. Brendan Rodgers has been speaking today about their squad refresh and that they've still got a bit to go until the start of the season. Lauren Shanklin looks as if he's going to sign on with Hearts again for the new campaign. So any thoughts? 0141 951 1025. Let's speak to Paddy, who's a Celtic fan in Newton Mearns. Paddy, what are you thinking tonight?
Just on the back of that last call, just wanted to make it clear, I think Celtic being in a healthy financial position is a strength, not a weakness. It's it's not the be all and end all, but a well run club, financially strong. It gives kind of security in terms of the fans' belief in the club, about what direction it's going in, confidence that there's a steadiness and there's security in that, and that also is attractive to players and to agents, and the fact that we have an established pathway that good prospects, whether or not they're 9 million or 11 million or 2 million, whatever, there's a continuity. You kind of know what you're getting with Celtic, and it's just the strategy, the plan, and it all seems to kind of deliver on and off the park. So I don't know what the last caller was getting his knickers in a twist about. But
yeah, Paddy was mentioning there about the continuity of the squad, and some previous callers, John especially, really wanting Celtic to get a move on in terms of transfers. But when you look at the players that have left Celtic this summer, Ross, Scott Bain, who was a third choice goalkeeper, Joey Dawson, who wasn't getting in match day squads, Matthew Anderson, who I think had been out on loan, Daniel Cummings, who made one appearance in total, and Greg Taylor, who played a big part for Celtic over the last six seasons. Celtic had a team that got out the league phase of the Champions League last season. They won the league as well. They won a cup as well. It's not as if Celtic need to, go out and spend loads and loads of money and overhaul their squad. But, where do you land on how much business Celtic need to do and how strong their squad is going into the new season without having spent, millions and millions of pounds at this stage?
I think one of the previous calls, I think it was Kieran, spoke about centre-half. That's an issue for me, because I think Scales and Trusty probably haven't, set the place on fire this year. Both have made a lot of mistakes, and especially with the links with Carter Vickers, who, by the way, I can't see Celtic selling. I think it'd be ridiculous to sell him, but with the links that him possibly going, if that did happen and they were left with Scales, Trusty, I think another centre half would be needed. Left back for me, 100%, they need one, a good one at that, because I don't think Tierney will play every game. But like I say, probably one of the main things going into this transfer window, based on what happened last year, you've just alluded to it there, getting out the group stage in the Champions League, winning the league at a canter, would be keeping their better performers from last season. It looks as if probably out with maybe Kuhn, it looks as if they'll do that.
Paddy, you know, you're obviously happy with how Celtic have handled the window so far. Are you expecting, you know, or hoping that there are still going to be, you know, moves to come in the next few weeks?
There will be. Of course there will be. And the fact of the matter, the lie of the land here in Scotland is that players, especially, you know, good players, their agents, the players' agents will be telling them, you know, the last week of the transfer window, anything can happen. The Celtic could play hardball with some of the targets to say, look, we'll move on to another target if you don't take the offer. But usually, you know, it's a domino effect, and especially with limited appeal that Scotland can offer in terms of our league. The fact Celtic are in a very strong position financially, they're well thought of, you know, across Europe. People look at the bank balance and say, "Well, there's a lot of money in the bank there. Why don't you just why don't you spend that? Why don't you know? Why pay the capital tax on that or whatever? Capital tax." But at the end of the day, agents, when they look at Celtic's pathway, what they can offer, the limited appeal what Scotland can bring, we're in a great position. And it's, you know, the main concern that I've got this season, it's not about whether or not we're going to win the double or the treble. It's about the likelihood of Brendan Rodgers leaving at the end of his contract. He's going to fulfil his four years. And then, you know, he might want something else. Who are the wheels in motion? I would like to think that Brendan Rodgers will be part of the process to bring in someone else. You know, hopefully we get the treble this year. And, you know, and the ship just keeps sailing forward with the mast, you know, and into the bright horizon.
Thank you to Paddy. What a way to finish that off. Let's speak to Michael, who's a Celtic fan in Liverpool. Michael, what do you think?
Hi, it's all right being financially stable and things like that, guys, you know. But I agree with Ross about a centre-half. I think Carter Vickers is getting too injury-prone. I still also think we need a right-back. I don't know what you guys think about this one. Why is Inamura going to be coming in and then getting loaned back out? Because I think it's all right running the league, but then we have to play qualifiers, which I think is not fair. But my point really is, to knock it on the head, is basically Celtic need players who are going to be ready for Europe. I know we're not going to win the Champions League, but I'd like to see Celtic progressing more in the Europa League, if possible.
In the Europa League, Michael, do you not want Celtic to go into the Champions League, no?
And just get a couple of good quality defenders, another winger, and a good midfielder, and I'd like a good striker.
It's a long shopping list that Michael's got there. Yeah. Michael?
But Ada Nida, he'll know do it. Because what if Nida gets injured? We haven't got anybody really in attack. I know we've signed the Swedish boy Benjamin, but I still think we need another quality winger.
I suppose there is this unknown, Ross, with some of Celtic's signings, that how good is Benjamin Nygren going to be? How reliant are Celtic going to be on him? The same for Callum Osmond, who's come in from Fulham, has a good record at Fulham's youth teams. How reliant are Celtic going to be? It could be the plan that these players, Brendan Rodgers thinks, are good enough to come in and make an immediate impact. It might be that Benjamin Nygren is and Callum Osmond maybe isn't. Inamura, who's coming in from Japan, whether he'll play or not, Brendan Rodgers will have a plan for these players. And because maybe they're quite unknown, we don't quite know yet how they're all going to fit into this jigsaw.
Listen, every single signing you make is a gamble. You only have to look across the city. For me, being the Championship a number of years, watching it up very close, people like Tom Lawrence, Kieran Dibble, Todd Cantwell, who were fantastic in the Championship, I thought them coming up to Rangers would be a shoo-in to make them a better team, but you just never know with these signings, you know, that, as I said, they're all a gamble, but Celtic get more right than they do wrong.
Well, thank you to Michael, and thank you for all your calls tonight as well. Thank you to Ross McCormack in the studio. Thanks to those watching on the live stream. We'll be back tomorrow night, and make sure to tune in, because I'll be telling you all about how you could play a round of golf with the Super Scoreboard team as well, and a big golf day that's coming up. I'm sure many of you will be interested in that. But for now, it's going to be Callum Gallagher that's up next.